Hello, I'm Rev David, and I live, work and play on Alderney, one of the Channel Islands. Thanks for joining me as I wander through life. Every May on Alderney, there's a special service of remembrance for the thousands of people from across Europe who, during World War II, were taken prisoner and deported from their homes over to the island of Alderney, and forced to work in appalling conditions on building what was known as Hitler's Atlantic Wall. Today on Alderney, everywhere you look, you can see the results of their labour. There are bunkers and other structures all over the island. This horrific chapter in Alderney's history took place after the island had been evacuated. By the time the German army arrived, then the island was pretty much empty of its usual population. So what happened, happened without the islanders' consent and whilst they were not there. We can say quite clearly, it was nothing to do with us. But at the same time, we do live here, in what is now a most beautiful place, but one that has a dark side to its history. And that's why this Sunday, islanders will gather at what is known as the Hammond Memorial, because it was built by an islander called Bert Hammond in the 1960s, and we will remember. We'll remember the forced and slave labourers who worked here, many of whom died from disease or exhaustion. Taking time to remember is important for a couple of reasons. First, to simply honour those who were here, to acknowledge the horror of their experience and to mourn their loss. Secondly, taking time to remember offers us the chance to learn and reflect and commit to lives where we do treat people properly, with dignity, with respect, as human beings, not simply as units of production. Now you listen to this and it's all very serious, which is true. But it's not without hope. Firstly, Hitler and the Nazis did not win. Their evil ways did not prevail. Secondly, there are many stories from those difficult days of people who were kind to one another, who did lend a hand as they were able. I believe that the human spirit is positive and does naturally turn towards good rather than bad. And I'm always glad that our annual memorial service takes place in the spring, a time of new beginnings and new life. It's important to remember the past, but not to live in it. We are made to face forwards. The present is a gift. Let's make sure that we make good use of it. That's it for now. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.